This is Trahant Reports. Do you sleep with your smartphone? Or first thing in the morning, even during the night, do you peek to see what's new? If you are a millennial between the ages of 15 and 35, the answers are likely yes. Every year, author and digital analyst Mary Meeker presents her view of internet trends. Turns out millennials look at the world differently, starting with the way they see smartphones. Nearly 9 in 10, 87%, say their phone never leaves their side, and 80% say it's the first thing they look at after waking. I don't have the numbers for Indian country, but given the lack of universal internet or even cell phone service, I'm sure the numbers are lower. That said, just by looking at Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and other social media, it's clear Indian country millennials are similar in their use of social media. Remember, Indian country's population skews younger than the general population. The three digital trends I think most important: the demand for more and better data, a need to rethink governance, and the end of geography as a barrier. First, let's explore data. Indian country already has a data gap. Many of our statistics, ranging from unemployment to health metrics, are unreliable and out of date. A few years ago, a BI official had to testify with a series of "I don't knows" about unemployment because his report was unreliable. That's too often the case. Second, we need to rethink governance. So many of our laws, tribal, state, and federal, are written for an era that no longer exists. One of the trends that Meeker identified is the growth of people working in flexible or supplemental jobs. More than a third of the workforce, some 53 million people, is now made up of independent contractors. Nearly 70% of those surveyed say that social networking has drastically changed the dynamics of networking. So what will it take to get tribal laws in sync and further encourage these trends? Meeker's report says too many laws are written in a world where business is business. And so what happens when a person becomes a business? The third trend is the lifting of geography as a barrier. In the digital world, location does not matter. A business can operate successfully anywhere there's a good connection to the internet. The retail site Etsy is a good example. According to Meeker's research, 35% of Etsy's sellers started a business without much capital. It's a perfect space for authentic Indian art. Stephanie Pinkham, a Nesper, sells high-quality Northwest beaded vests and other crafts. Or you can rent a Navajo hogan in Chinle or near Shiprock on Airbnb. One day, I hope, you can text Uber and get a ride into the border town. The important thing is that we are at the beginning of this trend and its potential. Then, American Indians and Alaska Natives have a long history of adapting to new technology. This is just a new and exciting chapter, especially if you're reading this on your phone in bed. I'm Mark Trahant, today in Sacramento, California.